KJAN Sports.
Time for Jack of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. High school sports from the spring now get underway this week. A number of area teams will be participating in several spring sports coming up in the next few days, including golf and tennis and soccer and track. In fact, the Hawkeye 10 Conference will open up the track season tonight with four meets in four different locations. The Hawkeye 10 North Division meets will be held in Atlantic and Denison tonight. Atlantic will host the girls' Hawkeye 10 North Division meet starting at 4:30 with Atlantic, Harlan, Kemper Catholic, Lewis Central, St. Albert, and Denison all participating. Those same schools will also gather in Denison, the boys' teams, for the boys' Hawkeye 10 Conference track meet. That's at 4:30 in Denison tonight. The Hawkeye 10 South Division meets will be held in Shenandoah and Clarinda tonight, with Clarinda, Glenwood, Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Creston, the schools participating. The girls' South meet will be held in Shenandoah. Clarinda will host the boys' South Division track meet tonight. Again, they all get underway at 4:30. This evening. Single session tickets are now available for next month's running of the Drake Relays. Assistant Athletic Director Ryan Harris says that single session prices range from $5 to $40. All session packages are still available. They cost $95.
We take great pride in hearing the number of years that ticket holders have been here, anywhere from 5 to 10, all the way up to 50 years. So all session tickets are a option. As well as two different packages if you're looking to come to, say, Friday day and Saturday or Friday night and Saturday. That's a ticket option as well.
Harris says tickets may be purchased in person, over the phone, or online.
We try to make it as easy as possible for you to get tickets. We do recommend purchasing tickets early. When you arrive at the event, lines can be quite long. A lot of people coming out to get their tickets. So we do recommend getting tickets early.
Tickets for the Saturday session will cost $40.
We are looking for our 49th straight Saturday session sellout. We expect to definitely get there again. We have a great number of people throughout the community, Drake alums coming back. This is their homecoming. But if you're able to purchase your tickets early, we definitely recommend that.
The Drake Relays are set for April 22nd through the 26th in Des Moines. Iowa State junior George Niang has been named a National Association of Basketball Coaches All-American third-team selection, as voted on by the member coaches of the NABC. Niang, a Methuen, Massachusetts native, is the fourth Cyclone to earn All-American honors in 5 years under the direction of Fred Hoiberg. One of the best all-around players in the nation, Niang averaged 15.3 points, 5.4 rebounds, and 3.4 assists in his junior campaign. He earned all Big 12 first-team honors and was the league's most outstanding player at the Big 12 championship. Niang scored in double figures 28 times this season, including 8 games with 20 or more points. He had 1,510 points in his career, ranking 15th all-time at Iowa State. Willie Cauley-Stein of Kentucky, Frank Kaminsky of Wisconsin, and Jahlil Okafor of Duke are among the 10 candidates for the John R. Wooden Award as the nation's top college basketball player. The trio, who are all participating in this week's Final Four, along with Jerry and Grant of Notre Dame and D'Angelo Russell of Ohio State, have been invited to Los Angeles, where the winner will be announced by the Los Angeles Athletic Club on April 10th. The other finalists announced Monday include Ron Baker of Wichita State, Malcolm Brogdon of Virginia, Seth Tuttle of Northern Iowa, Kyle Wilcher of Gonzaga, and DeLon Wright of Utah. They were selected by a panel of nearly 1,500 national college basketball media and the award's former winners. Voting was from March 16th through the 23rd and included the opening rounds of the NCAA tournament. Three players heading to the Final Four head up the Associated Press Men's Basketball All-America team. The starting five is led by Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky, a unanimous pick, Kentucky's Willie Cauley-Stein, and Duke's Jahlil Okafor. The 7-foot Kaminsky was a unanimous choice, while Okafor received all but one first-team vote following an outstanding freshman season. Rounding out the first five are Notre Dame senior Jerrion Grant and Ohio State freshman D'Angelo Russell. Cauley-Stein, Kaminsky, and Okafor are also among the 10 candidates for the John R. Wooden Award. Well, St. John's and George Mason have found new basketball coaches. A person with knowledge of the discussion tells the Associated Press that Chris Mullen will return to St. John's, this time as the head coach. Mullen led St. John's to the 1985 Final Four and is the school's all-time leading scorer. He replaces Steve Lavin, who agreed to leave last week after 5 seasons and 2 NCAA tournament appearances. This is Mullen's first head coaching job. George Mason has hired Dave Paulson as its men's basketball coach. Paulson was a 3-time Patriot League Coach of the Year at Bucknell. recording a 134-94 record and taking the Bison to the NCAA tournament twice. That announcement comes 2 weeks after the school fired Paul Hewitt, who went 66-67 in four seasons. Cincinnati Bearcats coach Mick Cronin has been cleared to resume coaching after missing most of the season because of a problem with a blood vessel in the back of his brain. The 43-year-old wasn't permitted to coach games or practices after the problem was detected in December. Assistant Larry Davis took over and led the Bearcats to the NCAA tournament, where they lost to Kentucky in their second game. Cronin had more tests recently that found the issue has been resolved. Well, the Connecticut Huskies are back in the women's Final Four for the eighth straight season. UConn rolled to a 91-70 win against Dayton as the Huskies pulled within two victories of their third straight national championship. Kalena Mosqueda-Lewis had 27 points for Connecticut, which trailed at halftime for the first time in two seasons before a 15-3 run put the Huskies ahead 58-47 with 13:56 remaining. Connecticut's semifinal opponent will be number one seed Maryland, which is in the Final Four for the second straight year following a 58-48 stifling of Tennessee. Lexi Brown scored 13 of her 15 points during the second half of the Spokane Regional Final, and Brianna Jones finished with 14 points and 9 rebounds in the Terrapins' 28th consecutive victory. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have picked Carlos Martinez as their fifth starter and put pitcher Jaime Garcia on the 15-day disabled list. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny made the announcement about the rotation on Monday. Martinez, Garcia, and Marco Gonzalez had been competing for that final starting spot. The 23-year-old Martinez went 2-4 with a .403 earned run average in 57 games for the National League Central champions last year. The right-hander made 7 starts. Adam Wainwright, Lance Lynn, John Lackey, and Michael Wacha are the other starters for the Cardinals. Garcia is sidelined because of soreness in his surgically repaired left shoulder. Well, St. Louis Cardinals have told reliever Carlos Villanueva that he will be on their 25-man opening day roster. Manager Mike Matheny said yesterday, "We talked to him about being a part of the club, so today was a good morning for him." The 31-year-old right-hander agreed to a minor league contract in February and had the right to request his release if he wasn't added to the roster by yesterday. He'll get a $2 million one-year contract and the chance to earn $500,000 in performance bonuses. Under baseball's collective bargaining agreement, St. Louis had until Tuesday to give Villanueva written notice that he would be on the opening day roster, pay $100,000 retention bonus, or release him. Elsewhere around baseball, third baseman Chris Bryant was reassigned by the Chicago Cubs to their minor league camp despite an outstanding spring training at the plate, triggering a threat of litigation from the Players Association. Bryant hit .425 in the exhibition season with 9 homers and 15 RBIs in 40 at-bats. If the 23-year-old spends 12 or more days in the minor leagues, Chicago would delay him from becoming eligible for free agency by 1 year until after the 2021 season, according to baseball's collective bargaining agreement. The Cubs also optioned second baseman Javier Baez to AAA Iowa and reassigned shortstop Addison Russell to their minor league camp. Also around the league, Justin Verlander will miss his scheduled spring training start Thursday, but hopes to take his season opening turn for Detroit on April 8th against Minnesota. The 2011 AL Cy Young Award winner and MVP left Friday's exhibition outing with a cramp in his right triceps. And St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman has decided against asking the city council to vote on a revised proposal to allow the Rays to search for a new ballpark on both sides of Tampa Bay. Council members voted down an initial agreement in December, and Kreisman feared the adjusted plan would fail as well. The Rays say it is disappointing not to be able to move forward cooperatively with the city. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.